our kids jumping in bed with us, our grandkids, when they're down here, just sneaking up and jumping in bed with us. That's my favorite memory here.
Bonnie's his own man. He has some tough decisions to make.
Yeah.
And he's ready to make the decisions. He'll let us all know, but as his family, he'll support whatever he does.
We allow them to continue to be in the spotlight and put him out there in the first place when they knew there were issues. Of course, they had to know. So it's a humanity thing with me where I don't care where anyone stands and what they vote in for or who they believe in. Do you really care about that person? As a father, as a husband, as a everything.
Are you ready?
News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Witterbull Show. Our telephone number, as always, 704-570-1110. Good to be with you. So much stuff happening in the world today that we have to address it all. The question that I'm putting out there for each and every one of you is, when do we get hostage visibility day? You know, we have plenty of hostages that are still being held in Afghanistan. We have plenty of hostages that are being held in Iran. We have plenty of hostages being held in Russia. We have hostages certainly being held by the Hamas and the supporters of Hamas. When are we going to get hostage visibility day? Because I feel like it's kind of an important thing to get these people recognized so that maybe the White House would take it seriously that these people need to be released. Do you know that there was an attack in Syria in the last 24, 36 hours? And do you know that your president, the president you voted for, Joe Biden, your president, Joe Biden, your vice president, Kamala Harris, those folks called Iran and specifically, maybe it wasn't Joe Biden, maybe it was Tony Blinken or Kirby or somebody else. They called Iran to basically say, hey, don't blame us for the attack there in they're happening in Syria where they took out an IRGC guard. So afraid of the Iranians is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, so fearful of angering the Iranians after they murdered Americans and took Americans hostage on October the 7th. And basically your president, the president you couldn't wait to vote for in 2020, your president, that guy, because bad orange man, bad, that guy made essentially an apology call to the mullahs in Iran. We didn't know anything about the attack. We didn't know what was going on out there. I'm starting to think about something here, and I will take three calls on this and three calls only at 704-570-1110. I'm starting to think that Joe Biden may be compromised, that we may not be the top priority. If you agree with that, I'd like to get your perspective. I'm starting to suspect that Joe Biden cares more about the Iranians and the Chi-Coms. I'm starting to think that he cares more about them than he does about us. Is that nuts? Is it possible Joe Biden is so compromised that he calls up our foes and apologizes? That is shocking. I never thought, like, I can't even name a president that would have come close to even doing that. Like, I don't even think Bill Clinton would do it. I don't think, man, I can't imagine a president doing it. Andrew Johnson, I mean, he was a lout of a person. I don't think he would have called and apologized to our enemies. But basically, you had that with President Biden. He reached out and said, hey, we just want you guys to know. I mean, he sent somebody. He sent an errand boy or girl or who knows. He sent the message to Iran, hey, don't get mad at us about the attack in Syria because we didn't have anything to do with that. Wow. Isn't that something? You have a president of the United States who dislikes our closest enemy. I mean, our ally. Well, he treats them the same. I mean, I could say our closest enemy or our closest ally, because in the minds of Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. And the people who are advising him, Netanyahu is the enemy. And unfortunately, he's our ally. And that's what Joe Biden is saying. That's what he's thinking about. This is bad. You look at these polls that have come out. Oh, boy. What has this guy got planned to try to right the ship? I don't think he can do it. I think it's too late. I think people have made the decision that we took one ride with this guy and we're not taking a second ride with this guy because it just didn't work out for any of us. And I've got examples of this throughout the rest of the day. Coach Matt Doherty is going to be joining us coming up in this next hour. I got a bunch of stuff I want to ask him about. The backlash is real, though. DEI exodus gains steam across corporate America. The unraveling of diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives was seen on the state level as red states rushed to ban DEI programs in 2023. Google, Facebook, and other tech companies have now slashed DEI staff by late last year. Early this year, universities began rolling back these programs while the Harvard president, Claudine Gay, was demoted. Both the DEI and ESG gravy trains on Wall Street are finally coming to that unceremonial end. I did an interview with a guy named Paul Tice, and I'm going to play it for you tomorrow. And he goes very deep into the disaster that ESG is and how dangerous it is to your bottom line. But as Zero Hedge is reporting, DEI was doomed to fail and corporations have been quickly scrambling to abandon the mindless and profitless diversity programs that are connected to Marxist roots. The latest earnings call data shows that DEI mentions have collapsed from the peak in 2021, according to Axios, and citing data from AlphaSense. I mean, once upon a time, this was a massive number of companies utilizing DEI, and now it is a shrinking number of companies because the companies are starting to get the message that, hey, you are supposed to manage people's investments and their money and not decide who's going to be the winner and who's going to be the loser inside your companies. Because, you know, employees who don't like the climate of a company can just quit and go someplace else, and there are a lot of jobs available right now. So they don't have to stay with you.